The following shiur has been presented by Rev Shraga Kallis, Reish Koilel at the Beis Havad Halacha Koilel in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Sugya Mem Daled Amud Beis discusses the Mochni, discusses the Mita Sheyichta L'Mayis, and we're opened up to the concepts of Basis. It's all in the Paiskim and the Rishayim over here, all discussing the concept of a Basis and the concept of Ben Hashmashis and Migat Eskatzai. So here would be a very good Makim for us to go in to the little bit in the Paiskim, a little bit in the Halacha L'Maisa of the Inyan of Basis, to try and figure out what Basis, when something becomes a Basis, is there any Eitzah to prevent a basis. The literal meaning of a basis, it's a reference to something which in itself is a non-muksa item, and it's supporting a muksa item. So for example, a money that was placed in a dish causes the dish to become a basis, and that's really our sugya, the sugya of the moyas on top of the tray, is turning the non-muksa item into a basis. And the basis of that, the holder of the muksa, it becomes tafel to the muksa, and gets the status of the muksa itself. And therefore, the nafkamina will be, like the Gemara is going to say later on in Daf Mem Zayin, that if a person has a flame of course is muksa, and the wick that's holding the flame is now muksa, and the oil that's holding the flame is now muksa, and the glass is holding the oil is muksa, and the candlestick is going to even be muksa, and it extends all the way to the pasha, to the table, called to the table, and everything will be muksa as a result of that simple flame. And even it can have a matzav of where if you have a garbage can which is holding only real muksa, let's say you have a garbage can which is holding bones or something which is of the sort of real muksa and nothing else inside it, so then that would be mamasha, that the whole garbage itself is supporting the bones or whatever, supporting the garbage, and itself could become a basis, and you wouldn't be allowed to move it, now the tzarech gufay, now the tzarech mekaymai on Shabbos. So it's important for us to determine what creates the status of a basis. And it's also important to remember what we see in our sugya over here, that Rashi already brings down in Dibur Masel Vehu, which is really based in the Gemara, that if you'll have something that was the basis of the muksa, that became the holder of the muksa, the table, for example, that holding up the leichters, so now that table, even after, for somehow, if the leichters were moved, either goy or whatnot, that somehow the muksa was removed, but the table will remain in the status that it was at the start of Shabbos at Ben Hashmashis. So at the start of Shabbos, it was a Migudis Katsai, and it was, the money was on the dish, and even if somehow the money got moved later on Shabbos, or for whatever reason it's not there anymore, the item remains muksa, because the status of muksa, even if it looks to us like it's mutter, it looks like a tray, but it's not a tray, it was something that at the start of Shabbos got a din of Migudis Katsai, and that remains the whole entire Shabbos. So it's very important, again, to clarify these halachas. And the first rule, really, Taisus already discusses this in Dibra Maskel, Yesh, Alea, Mayas, Asal, Taltalus. The Taisus says that we're talking about where it was specifically placed. This item was specifically placed, and that's rule number one of buses. That buses is only if it was intentionally placed there. But something that was forgotten is not considered a basis. Now again, we have to remember what we spoke about yesterday in the shiur about tiltum and atzad. Not always are we going to allow to move things indirectly, but at least it doesn't make the item itself a basis. Now, for example, this is very common: is a person leaves money in his Shabbos suit from last Friday, last month of Shabbos. He accidentally, after Malav Malka, he had money in his suit, and in his pants pocket, he has money. He comes to shul on Friday night. And shouldn't get to that point of where he comes to shul on Friday night, because really he was over on Chayiv Adam, the Mashmish Pekisai, he's Mechuyev on Erev Shabbos to be Mashmish in his kiss, and so Hilchas of Rabsel Shabbos to make sure that he taka checks his pockets. They shouldn't carry money, but Al Kapanim, it's on the muksa aspect. Now he has money in his pocket that he has forgotten, and now what do you do? The money is in the pocket, and so the first question is that the fire, it's money in a pocket. So why do we say the money was there the whole Ben Hashmashis, and therefore the whole entire pants become a muksa? Forget the money becomes muksa. Now this is very totally in our sugi, also of mochni, and there's a major shaila in the Paiskim, what types of pockets, different types of pockets here. The pocket is a bag pocket, doim to our sugi, and there's different types of pockets. Sometimes you have a patch pocket that the actual pocket is a part of the shirt, like the shirt itself is a part of the baget. But without going into that, here the most simple heter simply because since the money was forgotten there on last Motzei Shabbos, nobody put it in there intentionally. So this is the classic application that the actual pants certainly don't become a muksa, and even really for that matter, the pocket itself isn't to become a muksa because the money was not placed there intentionally, it was forgotten, and that's the most Aleph Bey's rule of buses is that it has to be intentionally placed there. Now, again, you'd have to bring the person over to the side and he would have to shake it out without touching the money, without pushing it out. He would have to, I don't know, maybe get two people to pick him up and hold them upside down until the money falls out, and then the pocket would be mutter. But I mean, that's a different aspect. That would be the tiltum and atzad aspect. But the actual pants, they don't become muksa based on this premise. More so, Shlomo Zalman said that if one had in mind, Lamashal, to remove a muksa item from a base before Shabbos, there was something there and he planned on removing it, and he probably forgot to remove it, he didn't plan on keeping it there. This is also not called that it was placed there intentionally. That's called that he pashut forgot, and that also wouldn't create a situation of a basis, something he intended to remove. The only thing is, if something is in a place where he normally keeps something, so that could very well be considered das. And this is a very big sugya, which is really somewhat in daf mem hey also, in the next amid, and somewhat in our daf, that if, for example, a place like a wallet, where money is placed always in a wallet, so that might be considered that this is the makim for money. And therefore, even without das, even if it was, you know, kilu a mistake or for whatever reason, but the wallet definitely is something which is mishamish muksa. And if one forgot money in a wallet, for example, the wallet is certainly considered a basis because that's the normal place of where I put my money. Now, the application of this in a wallet is not so common. Nobody's obviously moving around their wallet on Shabbos, but an interesting application of this is the minhag Yisrael that we put on the table. We put challahs on the table with the leichters in order to be able to move the table so that it shouldn't become a basis. And we'll see in a moment why that works. It's a basis of davar asur and davar mutter at the same time, so therefore that'll be mutter. But generally we put a challah on the table to make a situation where we don't consider this holding up just the candlesticks. I'm also holding up the challah. And the challah is a davar ha-mutter. So don't say I'm a basis. The table's not a holder of the muksa. It's a holder of the davar ha-mutter. And as long as the davar ha-mutter is more important, which we'll have to determine later on why this is more important, but as long as it's more important than leichters, or for that matter, the muksa, so then it doesn't become a basis l'davar aser. It's a basis l'davar ha-mutter also. And it's permitted, therefore, on Shabbos, therefore, afterward, to move around the table. However, whereas what some people do, they take a tray, and they put the tray underneath the candlesticks. Now, this tray, certainly, if there would be nothing on it, becomes a basis for the muksa. And, of course, that tray would be a muksa the whole Shabbos. The problem is, let's say he wants to put challah on that tray. So, it depends. If this tray was bought as a leichter tray, you know, it says on the box, I don't know, he bought it as he got it with his leichters, and it's called the leichter tray. So then it's very possible to say that that tray is the makim hamiyucha, that's the designated spot for the candlesticks. And therefore, by placing on the tray challahs also, so he doesn't necessarily remove, the same way that we're saying that forgetting something in that makim, in a makim where it's designated to always be, doesn't remove the same buses because we see it's supposed to be here, it's meant to be here. So too, it's going to be hard to not connect the buses to the candlesticks if this candlesticks are supposed to be here. You can't look at this and say he's a buses, he's holding up the davar mutter. He's meant to be holding up the davar aser. This tray is a leichter tray, so therefore it should become a buses, and the challahs l'chayr wouldn't help. However, this really just depends on the metzias. If when a person buys the leichter tray, or I guess from this point on, he always will determine, he always decides that he wants from this point on, always, I'm always going to place on this leichter tray not only the leichter, but also a challah, or for that matter, other things that we'll see soon, make it basis davar aser davar mutter. So then, of course, we can't say this is miyuchad just because the box says it's a leichter tray, but you have a right to say it's not a leichter tray. For me, it's a leichter and challah tray. And then, of course, then that would be okay, and that would be a basis davar aser davar mutter. But if you're somebody who taka, usually it's just a leichter, and punkt, 1 week, you want to move it around, and you want to put the challahs on, then that would definitely be a problem, and it would taka be considered a basis. Another example of a basis, which isn't such a simple basis, is a what's known as a basis bederech akroy. Now, this Lashon, this concept of Abbasis Bederech HaKroi is really a concept found in the Trumas Tadeshen, and what it basically means, Trumas Tadeshen is a Chelik Beis, and Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel, brought in the Taz, and Simen Shintet, and Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph. It's a case of where a person placed something, but the idea of why he placed it was not specifically because he wants the bottom thing to be holding up the top thing. He wants it to be the mishamish, like the cases we've discussed till now, the table to hold up the leichter, the leichter to hold up the cup, to hold up the fire, and all these types of cases where that's a real basis. He wants the pants pocket to hold the money. That's what we'll call real basis. The maisa, the this basis bakroi is where he wants, for no specific reason, he doesn't really want to have the top thing under the bottom thing under the top. It's not the nekuda. What he wants is, he's making a seder, he's piling up things. You know, sometimes in Erev Shabbos, you just push it piling up things, and it happens to be that the mutter thing was on the top, and the other thing was on the bottom, and the other thing was on the top, and the mutter thing was on the bottom. So right now, the mutter thing, which is on the bottom, is holding up the top thing. So we would have first thought that's a basis. Look, he wants it there, he put it there, he was thinking about placing it there, and that should be a basis. However, it's not so simple. The Trumas Tadeshen says it is. He says it's taka basis. The piling, you have the, let's say a person, this could be Negeya, he has a suitcase, and he put in such a specific order, he was piling up the things, and on top he put his camera, and now his camera's on top of his clothing, and he did it in his, he was piling. So now the shirt that's underneath is a basis, it's holding up his camera. However, it's not so simple, because the Poiskim, primarily the Miri discusses this, the Magen Avraham in Simen Shintes and Siv Katan Vav, the Graz in Siv Tes, the Marksia brought in the Shartzian in Siv Katan Chavdala, the Benishchai in Shana Beis, and Parshat Vayiga, Shoy Siv Gimel, others, many discuss this Nakuda, and they say that that's called Shachach. What do they mean? Shachach, of course they didn't forget it, but the idea of Shachach is that you didn't want it to be in that specific order. You don't specifically have a Siva, why you want the top thing to be where it is and the bottom thing to be where it is. You don't have a specific necessity, you're just piling. So that's the same idea as a Shachach. That's not something that a person has a Siva, it's not called a basis. I'm not holding up the top thing. It happens to come out like that, that I'm on the bottom and I'm the one that is mutter. But that doesn't necessarily create a situation of a basis. Now, the halacha, it's a big machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah says, b'makom tzarech, near the yesh lahakel. It's a makom tzarech, you could be meika. However, it has to be a bit clarified, is that the Ben Ish Chai says something very interesting in Shana Beis, Parshas Vayigash. He says, im haisa kavanosai, shehiniach chefseh iser lemaila, mimnei shu tzarech lem tomid. Ben Ish Chai says a little bit of a different case. Now let's say he wants the things on top specifically, not just piling like we've described, but he wants the thing on top because that's the thing he uses more often. It's easier for him to take it out. And Benakel, it'd be easier that thing should be on top because he uses it more. That's the he doesn't need the things that are mutters, that's often. Says Ben Ish Chai, that's considered, he's putting it there bedafka for a reason. And he does want the top thing on top, albeit that it's not that he wants the top thing to be on top because he wants the bottom thing to hold up the top thing. However, he has a specific reason why it should be this order. That's already considered. He wants it there, and that could create a situation of a basis. Even though it's for a different reason. That would create a basis situation. This is very common, he says, and you have to tell people about this. And where this is, of course, very common is in a freezer, right? He can have, specifically, he wants to have, let's say, the ice cream will be on the bottom, and for whatever reason, he has, let's say, mix of things on top, frozen fish, this, that, during the week, he has things in the freezer that are much more common as usage than ice cream for whatever reason, or other examples that everyone can imagine on their own, and for that reason, he places this thing specifically on top. So, according to the Ben Ish Chai, he has a reason that the muksa should be on top, so then it would create buses, and your ice cream would have to be a buses on Shabbos. You wouldn't be able to eat your ice cream, because, forget, tilt them outside, even if we move the ice cream and indirectly move the muksa, but the ice cream itself now has become a buses. Now, the halacha, this is also not so poshit. The maisa, v'yashiv zecha tzadik levracha, has a diak in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, that's mashma, that in this case it would taka be still considered a basis bakrai, and there would be a makam to be meikol. If Yashu said, b'makam tzarech gadol, in this case also you could be meikol. And lemaisa, it's a common case. The person has to certainly pile up with this intention on Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, make sure he doesn't get himself into this situation. Where there's one case, though, it could be that maybe everyone would even agree that it would be aser, is sometimes you place the thing on the bottom, not simply because the top thing is more commonly used, but you place the bottom thing, like my example of ice cream, is because ice cream, let's say, would come in a square box, so it's much more sturdy. So a person might specifically want, let's say, the ice cream on the bottom and the frozen fish on top of the ice cream to hold up, because frozen fish is not something which is sturdy, so he's not going to want to put the frozen fish on the bottom and the ice cream on the top. Here, it's a little bit shver that anybody could be makel in this case. That l'chayr is a proper basis. Hagam that his reason is, he is piling, but here it's mamish like the lashon of the Meiri. Meiri says in Kuf Memalef, even though he's of the Mekilim, he says, b'shvil shish yashev b'toiv, if you put it on specifically, that should sit well on the item, in this case the ice cream, that l'chayr kuli amla would be a problem of basis, and the ice cream would actually become moksa. The muksa, in order to create a basis, has to be placed on the base, like we saw in our sugya, before the start of Shabbos, but it has to continue throughout the entire Benesh Moshes period in order to get the status of a basis. And that's why we put the chalas tak on. You don't really have to put them on before you light candles. You have to put them on before shkia. And there's an aspect of kula over here, is that for whatever reason, for one of the moments during Benesh Moshes, we didn't have the muksa on the table. Excuse me, we didn't have the muksa on the table. We didn't have the muksa on the basis. So we can assume that perhaps during that moment was the moment of real Benesh Moshes. We know it's a suffix, and therefore, if it's not on the entire Benesh Moshes, the muksa wasn't placed before the entire Benesh Moshes, it won't become a basis. If muksa is placed by anybody else other than the owner, so the Paiska discussed, the Das Torah, the Bajana, others discussed that this would be considered a halacha of Ein Adam Oysa Davashena Shalai. I can't go. If somebody takes his muksa and puts it on my mutter item, so now we're not going to say that your item has become a basis, because since it's the regular rules of Ein Adam Oysa Davashena Shalai, he has no right to create this to a status of muksa on my item, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem. However, of course, if you have the owner of the muksa who gives instructions to his mishpacha or to a maid or whatnot to clean up the room, and they put the muksa items on top of non-muksa items, they were told to do this, they're more or less a shliach, and they're done with the permission of the owner, so that would, of course, yes, be a muksa. There's actually an interesting case that one time someone in a hotel took a chair to put his menorah on for Hanukkah, and he was lighting the menorah here in a specific place, and there was a chair from the hotel, and the next morning that chair was removed by one of the janitors, one of the cleanup crew. He took the chair out, he removed the menorah, and the chair got mixed together with, it was a bunch of folding chairs for the shul, and it got mixed together with all the other 900 folding chairs that were in this hotel. And the shayla is, that chair was a bona fide basis, because the chair was holding up the muksa. There's no shayla you wanted it there, and there's no shayla that it was a thing that was holding up the menorah. It's a proper basis, and the davar hamuksa was on top, and it was a real iser, of course, a menorah to move around the Shabbos is, of course, a real iser. And it was throughout the entire Benesh Moshes process. And now you have this chair mixed together with all the other chairs. So you have over here a case of a muksa that we don't know where the muksa is. So we have to be chayshish l'chayr, one of these chairs is muksa. Elamai, you'll say batal b'roiv. It's batal in the roiv for sure. It's probably batal b'shishin, right? But hal kolbanim, if it's batal b'roiv, but that's very not pashit, because here there's a concept known as davar sheish l'matirin, that something that has a heter, and here it's muksa, tomorrow it's going to be already mutter, and therefore there's a shayla over here that the chayor won't be batal b'roiv, and we have to ask for all 900 chairs. Now, it's a big sugya, the davar sheish l'matirin is a big sugya, and there may be a Neid of Yehuda that says there's no problem of davar sheish l'matirin at kama, that I'm going to use out the usage, maybe the gamre, this is not for now, but al kapanim, here one of the heterim which was used was perhaps this person had no right to use the chair of the hotel. they don't allow them to use the chairs, to my understanding. They have their specific places. Whether or not you yotzei, lighting in that oifen is a different story, but akapanim, they don't let you use the chair. So here, you took a chair that you had no right to use to put a menorah on, and that would be a clear application of ein ha'maaseh dav shein ha'shaloi, and therefore the chair would taka not be a basis, and it wouldn't be muksa. There's a whole shaila in the paiskim, if you can have a basis of a klisha machtel iser. Most paiskim halacha we taka take on that it is a basis. I think the Pri Begadim discusses this, and we take on that it does become a basis, but it's going to be moved to the same conditions as a klisha machtel iser. It'll be able to be moved. The tzayach gufay u mekaymai. And the last aspect of buses that we're going to discuss is taka the buses, like we started already, of a davar iser and a davar mutter, that you can have a situation of a draw, for that matter, the table, like we're discussing, and inside the drawer, you have culminate muxes in a drawer, you can have money in a drawer, you can have culminate things inside a drawer, and also he has inside the drawer things that are mutter, he has inside the drawer safer, he has inside the drawer any other davar mutter, it could be food, it could be a pair of glasses, and the shaila is that considered a basis? So to make a very long story short, this is what's known in halacha, which is gemara later on, and Mem Zayin is going to discuss a basis, the davar aser and davar mutter, which we're going to say is mutter, at kama that the davar aser has more of a chshivas. We'll say it's considered holding up the davar mutter, and not considered holding up the davar aser. However, if the non-muksa items are more important than avada, we consider it the holding up the non-muksa item. Now, to determine what's called more important or not, Ramesh Zechrena Levracha said, we don't look at the monetary value of the item on a table to convey what's more important to us. Not necessarily is the deciding factor monetary value. It could be, for example, if a person has in a drawer, ironically, has a couple $100 in a drawer, and he has a pair of glasses, which is the glasses that he needs for Shabbos, and he doesn't have any other pair of glasses for that matter. So then the Tzorich Shabbos, said the Goyim Rav Moshe, is going to outweigh the Chshivas of the money. Even though the money is $500 and the glasses is only $200 or $100, but the way we determine what's considered important is what is needed for Shabbos. What is more important than B'negei Shabbos? The widespread minig of using challahs on putting challahs on the Shabbos table to prevent the busted situation is, of course, based on this havana that a challah is davra mutter, and the only question we have to determine is how come the challah outweighs the importance of the leichters. The leichters are more expensive than the challah, and even if you'll say fine, but we just saw that we don't go after price, but I need the candles just as much as I need the challah. So that already is a big discussion. First of all, challah is probably a mitzvah deraisa of oinig Shabbos, and candles is not as strong a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah derabanan, the kabbalah akopanim, but it's definitely not as strong as the challah. And there's other factors, especially if a person has electricity. And certainly, the light is not as important to him as the challahs. Challahs is the food, and therefore that's why it's more important. The price can discuss even maybe a safer, or perhaps a safer could even be used, of course, because the safer is more important than the leichters. Even though the leichters are a mitzvah, but the safer is also a davishal mitzvah. And number two, Pasha, when a safer falls on the floor, you kiss it. When the leichters fall on the floor, you don't kiss them. And therefore, you see there's an inherent chashivas to a safer, which makes it more important, and would consider this item to be a basis ledavar aser and davar mutter, and the mutter taka would be more important in this case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.